Hi, it's Nick. Welcome back to another episode of The Breathing 411. Let's jump straight into this week's four thoughts. The first one is titled, Tied into the Universe of Physics. And here's a quote. The lungs are tied into the universe of physics like no other organ, perfectly using the space allotted to maximize flow. And optimizing flow and movement is clearly one of the purposes of life from a biological perspective. End quote. And that is Michael J. Stephen, MD, from the great book Breathtaking. And in the 411 here in the newsletter, I just have a few clappy hand emojis because that's so good, right? The lungs are tied into the universe of physics like no other organ, perfectly using the space allotted to maximize flow. And of course, flow is life, right? Part of life is maximizing movement, not just biologically, right? But mentally, physically, spiritually, all of these different ways, right? Movement is key. And of course, the lungs do that perfect with our life force. So it's just a great quote to remind us of how powerful the breath is and to wonder at it a little bit and just, you know, be in awe of it. And a little PS here, one of my favorite teachers, I'll just say RM, wisely pointed out that maybe that's not exactly true. Like perhaps we could say every other organ is really perfectly designed, which is probably 100% accurate, right? But it's way cooler to just talk about the lungs because I'm the breathing diabetic and and I'm obsessed with breathing. So with that, we will move on to thought number two, which is titled An Intriguing Situation. And here's a quote. This is an intriguing situation when we stop to think about it. For if it is true that the breath influences both body and mind, then the rhythm and the rate of breath would reflect not only one's physical condition, but would also help to create it. End quote. And that is from The Science of Breath, the book The Science of Breath, a great book. And that's just a powerful reminder, right, that although breathing reflects our current state, it also shapes our current state, right? Fast, shallow breathing reflects being anxious, but it can also cause anxiety. Slow, deep breathing reflects being calm, but it can also create relaxation. So this is the true power of breath control, right? When it's used sensibly, right, and safely, it can help us create the physical condition we're after and really mental condition we're after. So that is amazing, and that is the power of the breath, the intriguing situation we are in, right? All right, let's move on to thought number three. Again, I think it's like my sixth or seventh week in a row going with this three idea. So this one is just another three random breathing thoughts from yours truly. So here is the first one. What exercise is to the body, what meditation is to the mind, breathing is to the soul. That was inspired by a quote. I should have the quote out. I do not have it right now, so I apologize, but it was inspired by a quote that basically said that what exercise is to the body, reading is to the mind. And I thought, ooh, that's even, I can play on that. So this is totally a ripoff of another quote, just in all 100% transparency. Like everything I do, right? It's just using the wisdom of other people to inspire myself. Okay, let's move on to the second one. In many ways, mindfulness means ignoring our minds and listening to our hearts. And the third one, slow, mindful breathing helps you feel underwhelmed for a change. That was inspired from a funny meme I saw a long time ago. I shared it at some point that for once, I just wish I could spiral into control. And so that was a play on that one. That got a few iterations and ended up at slow, mindful breathing helps you feel underwhelmed for a change. And with that, let's move on to our fourth and final thought. And it is a really, really powerful one. It is titled, How to Overcome Obstacles to Daily Practice. And here is a quote. Diligence helps start you on your way, but the real solution to these obstacles is learning to enjoy your practice. Too often, people approach meditation as though they were taking medicine. It tastes bad, and they grin and bear it because it's supposed to be good for them. Instead, Make meditation into a pleasurable activity, end quote. And that is from the book, The Mind Illuminated. And I just love that, right? Too often people approach meditation as though it were taking medicine. They grin and bear it. They taste bad, right? That's not what we're here for. We're not doing it because we're supposed to, or we read a study that says we should meditate and then we'll be better at life, right? No, this is, we're doing it to enjoy it, to do it right, to have a better life. And so with that in mind, you might ask yourself, how could I tailor my practice to bring me more joy? You know, remember, we're not supposed to grin and bear it. We're supposed to enjoy it. So try to do that as you go through your day. And if you have a morning or evening practice, think of ways you might bring more joy into it to help yourself and be more consistent and overcome every obstacle that pops up because, of course, you just like doing it, right? All right, that's it for the four thoughts. Let's move on to the one quote for this week. It is an awesome one, and it is related to that last thought. So here it is, quote, "We have to keep having fun throughout our lives. It's so important to do things purely for the joy of it," end quote. And that is Gladys McGarry, MD, who I recently learned passed away on actually exactly 1 month before this newsletter will go out, September 28th. She wrote one of my all-time favorite books, maybe my favorite book ever, definitely probably the most life-changing book I've ever read, The Well-Lived Life. So good. And she passed away at the age of 103, I think like 2 months shy of her 104th birthday. So just a beautiful soul, a beautiful life, and so much great wisdom from her one book, right? It's just so good. So go check it out. And remember, to have fun throughout our lives, it's important to do things purely for joy. All right. And finally, let's wrap up with the one answer for this week. The category is gene expression. The answer is slow breathing through its activation of this psychophysiological response may rapidly alter how genes are expressed. What is the relaxation response? So yeah, there's been cool studies showing that when you activate the relaxation response, you change genes associated with inflammation, insulin, all sorts of cool things. And then there was like a meta-analysis that was looking more broadly, not just the relaxation response, but like mind-body interventions in general, showing some of the same things from a more like systematic review / meta-analysis perspective, which is pretty cool. But with that, let's quickly do our recap. Remember, we are tied into the universe of physics perfectly through the breath and the lungs. Remember that the breathing, right, reflects how we feel, but also gives us a chance to shape how we feel. And that is the true power of breathing when it's used sensibly and safely. Remember those three random breathing thoughts, go back and check it out. But remember that slow, mindful breathing helps you feel underwhelmed for a change, which is always nice. And remember the number one key to overcoming obstacles, not even just in your daily practice and anything you have to do in life, right, at all, is to find a way to make it fun, make it enjoyable, make it into a pleasurable activity. And with that, of course, I'm going to give you a quick pitch for my Breath Learning Center because it is my baby and my favorite thing on the planet. So if you are interested in joining, you know, becoming a mixed mindful artist, not focusing on one method that worked for someone else, right? Instead, focusing on you, letting your own intuition guide which path you're going to go down, using, of course, the best wisdom from the best teachers and scientists to support that journey, then consider joining the Breath Learning Center, breathlearning.com. Super cheap. I'm just here. I'm doing it all for fun, to love life, right? To share this wisdom. It's just like this newsletter times a thousand, but in like a super condensed, easy to follow format where you just get little short daily messages. There's practices for you to do if you want to, but it's really just there for you to have an insane resource of the best wisdom on the planet that you can go to anytime you want and basically find whatever you're going to need to get a quote to inspire you or a practice to inspire you or just some wisdom to guide you along your path. So consider joining breathlearning.com. All right. And with that, thank you as always for listening. I recorded this standing up for a change. So if I sound a little more hyper, that is probably why. I'm going to start doing this more often. It's nice. So thank you as always for listening. I will see you next week.